Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Ah, what a thrill when you taste wonderfully fresh, wonderfully tender Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. And no wonder. Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. Yes, you know it's tender because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. Yes, it's luscious red and rich in savory juices. Remember, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. And say, listen to this. Kroger guarantees that Kroger Tender Ray beef is the best-eating beef you've ever served, or your money back. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of the beef you know is always fresh, always tender, always delicious. Get Kroger Tender Ray beef, the finest beef value in town. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Even in her darkest hours, in the weeks and months that were the most bitter, Penny Gibbs could not say that she was lonesome. For there was always someone with her, a hand of help reaching out to her, a man ready to open his arms and heart and let her in. Now, with Johnny Keith back in Rossville, Penny is anything but lonesome. For there's young Dr. Evans, too. Today, he and Penny are walking to the top of a hill not far from Penny's home. Joel says,
"It's only a little way to the top now, Penny. Can you make it or you want to rest?"
"Oh, Joel, don't make me feel any older than I am. With a little encouragement, I think I can make it."
"Well, let's take it a little slower for my sake, then. I'm a little winded."
"Oh, that's why you wanted me to rest a while, is it? Okay, just that, I'll race you to the top. Now, it's one up there, though."
"Tired old man. I'll concede the race right now."
"Oh, come on, at least you could give it a try. Come on, it's beautiful up here."
"Well, it's steep down here."
"Oh, slowpoke. Nice fresh breeze up here, too. You're going to like that."
"If I make it, I'm going to need it. I haven't done any mountain climbing since I was a kid."
"Oh, now it's mountain climbing, huh? What makes you think this is a mountain? There's a mountain over there across the valley."
"Well, I feel as if I'd climbed a mountain."
"Well, you haven't."
All right. I'll concede that this is just a big hill. But for the first time in my life, I appreciate the sacrifice made by that fellow who said I'd climb the highest mountain. Oh, he must have been in love."
"Oh, he was just in better condition than you are. I think you'd better sit down."
"Yes, maybe I'd better before I fall down. Oh. Say, it's worth it when you get up here, isn't it? Look at that view."
"Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it?"
"Yes, you are."
"I'm talking about the valley and the mountains."
"And I'm talking about you, with the sun in your face, breeze brushing your hair back."
"It feels good."
"It looks good. I wish I'd brought a camera. I'd like to have a picture of you, just as you look now."
I'd rather not have my picture taken just now, Joel."
"Yes, I know. But pretty soon, oh, it'll be such a simple thing to do. Just a few brief sessions in the hospital, and your face will be just as it was before."
"I hope so."
"It will be. But it wouldn't make any difference if it weren't. I don't notice the results of that accident. I just see you. As I'd see something in memory. And Penny, you're beautiful."
"Oh, Joey, you didn't see me before I was in the accident."
No, I didn't. But I knew you were beautiful. It's in your eyes, your voice, and your smile. It's the kind of person you are. Just beautiful."
"Joel Evans, you say the nicest things. They're so nice it doesn't matter one bit when they fail to make sense."
"Oh, you don't think I'm making sense?"
"Well, I don't know. Maybe I was so pleased with the words I didn't pay any attention to the sense of what you were saying."
"Oh, this big rock is comfortable. Sit down."
"Thank you. I was waiting for an invitation. Still, when did I..."
No, not a bit. I marvel the way you came up the hill. And how you ran up the last of the way."
"Oh, it was fun running. I always get excited near the top of a hill. I get a feeling that there's something to see, something just waiting to be seen. And that it'll be gone if I don't hurry."
"Well, there's excitement as you near the top of anything, Penny. whether it's a hill or a hope or a dream on the threshold of coming true.
Yes, there is. Joel, look how the river twists at the end of the valley.
Looks like a big, broad highway, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there a boat that goes up the river to Wayne City?
Yeah, a big paddle wheeler. I haven't been on it for years. It goes up to the amusement park just outside of Wayne City.
Well, let's take it sometime.
All right. But we'll have to leave in the middle of the afternoon. We wouldn't get back till after midnight.
That's all right with me. Time's no problem to you, is it?
Well, no, but what about you?
Oh, I have more free time than I want. You know, getting started in private practice isn't easy for the first few months.
Joel, it just makes me sick inside when I remember you've left Heatherton Hospital. Aren't you sorry?
Not a bit.
But you should realize...
Penny, if I were still at Heatherton Hospital, I wouldn't be sitting here on this hilltop with you. So how can I be sorry I'm not there?
No, what's more important in the long run? Sitting here on the hilltop with me this afternoon or working for a great future in one of the finest hospitals in the state?
Sitting here with you?
Oh, Joel, you're very foolish and very wrong and very...
Much in love with you so that the other things don't matter.
Doesn't it even matter what I think of you?
Yes, Penny, of course it does. That matters a lot. But do you really think any the less of me for what I've done?
No. No, I don't think any the less of you, but I...
You what?
Nothing. Nothing, only that I know someday you're going to hate me for what you've done.
Hate you? But why?
Because I'm the reason you quit Heatherton. And if nothing comes of our friendship, you'll say you sacrificed everything and I gave you nothing in return.
No, Penny, that's something I'll never do. I'll never think that because I've no right to. You fought against my leaving Heatherton. You gave me every reason you could think of to keep me there. And you made no promises.
Are you sure I didn't?
Yes, I'm very sure. Because I tried to get a promise out of you, but, well, you were too fair to give a promise that you might have to break. No, Penny, I left Heatherton of my own accord and in spite of every argument you gave against it.
Then you'll hate yourself if things don't work out, won't you?
No, I won't even hate myself. Because I'll know that I did everything I could to win you, or have you fall in love with me, or however you want to describe it. I won't ever have to say to myself, Joel, you sap, you could have done it if you only tried a little harder.
Oh, Joel, I love your frankness. I think you're probably the most honest and straightforward person I've ever known.
Well, it's good to know you love something about me. Maybe little by little.
No, let's not go into maybes. Maybes lead to other things, like promises, and promises lead to...
Something broken, such as a heart.
Medically speaking, Dr. Evans, is there such a thing as a broken heart?
No, I hasten to inform you, as you should know, because you've suffered the pains of one, that there most definitely is. The fact that a heart can break is accepted by the profession. And the profession painfully admits that its suffering cannot be cured or even eased by the scientifically concocted contents of a bottle or a pill box.
All right, Joel, then let's not run the risk of broken hearts. Please, let's not.
We won't.
And let's not run the risk of having to go down the hill in the dark either. It's getting late. I could sit here forever, but I think we better go down to your car and be on the way home.
Hello, Penny. Oh, hello, Mrs. Billy.
Johnny, come in.
Thanks. Is Penny home?
Well, no, she isn't. Not right now.
Oh, she's over at the community center then. I'll run over there.
As a matter of fact, I don't think you'll find her there either, Johnny. Frankly, I don't know where she is.
Oh. Oh, I get it. She's out with the doctor this afternoon.
Yes, she is.
Well, that's what I get for sleeping this afternoon instead of last night.
Oh, Johnny, can't you sleep at night?
Well, I haven't for the last few nights.
It's
the air, I think, the change from South Africa. And I'm restless, too.
Oh, what a shame. There's nothing worse than not being able to sleep.
Oh, well, I can sleep all right, but at the wrong time. Well, seems a fella has to get up with the chickens to have a date with Penny since Joel's moved to town.
Oh, I'm sure he's not taking up quite that much of her time.
Well, they see a lot of each other, though, don't they? Don't answer that. It's none of my business.
Oh, I don't know why you feel that way. Penny isn't making a secret of seeing the doctor, and she does see a lot of him. I don't blame her either.
Well, he is a rather nice guy. I had a pretty good visit with him here just the other night. He's a pretty fine gent.
Well, he's done a lot for Penny, an awful lot to make her happy, Johnny.
Yes, I know he is. Maybe that's why I like him. But I hope it's not the only reason Penny likes him.
Oh, I think Penny likes him for a lot of reasons. But what they are, I don't know.
Oh, really?
Well, Penny doesn't talk to me the way she used to, and I don't know why, Johnny. Maybe it's because she's a little older herself, or maybe it's because she isn't taking anyone seriously enough these days to, well, warrant talking it over.
Well, she's going to, though, one of these days. I mean, fall in love and marry. Mm-hmm. Penny's made for marriage. Penny wants a husband, a home and children, and she deserves them, too.
Yes, Johnny, she does. But look how they've escaped her. Look at how many years
now,
you
don't,
and...
Don't say it, Miss Billings. I don't like to be reminded what a fool I was. All that happened between Penny and me was a misunderstanding, a few misinterpreted thoughts, and... Well, for the life of me, I can't remember now what they were.
That's typical of misunderstandings, Johnny. Especially the little ones that make such a big difference in people's lives.
Mm.
Home.
Oh, hello, Penny. Johnny's here.
Hello, Johnny.
Hello, Penny. Well, you look as though you've been out in the sun and the wind.
I was, Johnny. Joel and I had a wonderful afternoon. We sat on the hilltop for a while and just enjoyed the air and the sun and everything our eyes could see. Mother, is my black dress back from the cleaners yet?
Yes, dear. It came this afternoon.
Oh, good. I was worried about what to wear tonight.
Oh, are you busy tonight, Penny?
Oh. Oh, yes, I am, Johnny. I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right. I don't know why I should complain just because Joel asked first. Well, maybe I'll have the luck of asking first the next time. Well, I guess I'd better go.
No, look. Johnny, don't go. I don't have to be dressed for hours yet. Joel isn't calling for me to leave.
Well, thanks, Penny, but I better get down to my hotel. I've got some writing to do, and, well, I guess the fellow who wrote that book was right. Just can't go home again.
Oh, Johnny. Johnny, why do you say a thing like that?
Well, because a fellow can't go home again. He comes back to the place and the people, the sight and sounds he knew, they're there.
Of course they are.
Yeah, yeah. They're there. They're here. I see them, and they're what I remembered they were, but, well, somehow they've changed. The place, the people, the sights and sounds. Something about them is different. And, well, Penny, I'm not home again at all.
So Johnny Keith no longer feels at home in Rossville. Will this hasten his return to South Africa? Or will something happen to keep him in Rossville in spite of his feelings? Will Johnny's strange feelings have any effect on Penny and her future? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Mmm, Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, delicious is the word for Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Rich in savory juice, luscious red. It's the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray Beef costs no more than ordinary beef. But that's not all. Kroger not only offers you the best eating beef you ever tasted, but Kroger also offers you more meat for your money. You see, Kroger has a special way of cutting beef that gives you more meat, less waste. Before Kroger cut beef is weighed and priced, Kroger removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tender Ray Beef. And don't forget, ladies, your Kroger store is the only place you can get Kroger Tender Ray. The one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. And keep in mind, too, that your neighborhood Kroger store gives you more meat, less waste. So you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store when you buy Kroger Tender Ray beef, the finest beef value in town. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed